Okay, good morning. Good morning, everyone. We are going to be doing Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Starting Yud Beis. We're doing Daf Yud Beis. We're going to start on Yud Aleph Amud Beis at the two dots Tinan Hassam. As always, the Daf HaShavua Shir is sponsored by OMO Construction and David and Paula Bamser. And let's start it with Tinan Hassam. The Gemara is going to talk about, at first, the order of the various things that were said as part of a tefillah service in the Beis HaMikdash. We always think of the Beis HaMikdash as where they had offered karbanos, but in addition to the karbanos, there was an element of tefillah there. There were brachos that were said on the karbanos. There were, we'll see in a moment what exactly what it said. So the Gemara says, Tinan Hassan. We learn there in a Mishnah. Amar lehem ha-mamuna. So the Rashi explains that the mamuna is the skan ha-kohanim, the vice kohen. He announced the following, Baruchu Bracha Achas. He said, let's bless the blessing, let's say the bracha. We'll see in a moment what particular bracha he's referring to. But the Gemara then says, or the Mishnah then says, Vehim Baruchu Vikaru. And then they make the bracha and they would read the following, Aseres HaDibros. They said every morning Aseres HaDibros as part of their service. We notably don't say Aseres HaDibros as part of our service. The Gemara is going to get into that distinction between what they did in the Beis HaMikdash and what we do now, Bigvulin. But they would say Aseres HaDibros, Shema, we know Shema, Vayom Shema, we know that, Vayomer, that's the third paragraph of Kriya Shema, Ubaruchu Es Ha'am, they would, Rashi says, Baruchu Imam, they would bless with the nation, Gimel Brachos, three Brachos, Emes V'yatziv, Ve'avoda, so Emes V'yatziv, as we know, that's the Baruchu, one of the Brachos Kriya Shema, Vavoda, Rashi explains, was a special bracha that they would say on the avoda. If you look in Rashi actually reads the nusach of the bracha. You see, Dibra Maskel Vavoda, Bishvil Ha'avoda Sha'asu Hayu Mevarchim Acharea. So, because of the avoda, the karbanos that they were bringing, they would make a special bracha. The bracha was Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu Avodas Amcha Yisrael V'yishe Yisrael Usfilasam tekabel beratzon, baruch hamekabel avodas amo Yisrael beratzon. That's one possible nusach. Rashi then goes on to say, inami shoschal uvadcha b'dira na'avod, the bracha we say prior to duchening. So that was a bracha they would say. Back in the Gemara, U birkas kohanim, that sounds like duchening that we know of. Tosfos points out this is not duchening because there's another Gemara that says how many times they would duchen and it doesn't include here. So rather, Tosfos says this was a bracha that they would say without nesias kapayim, just like the bracha that we would make if there's no nesias kapayim. Maybe it was the Elkeinu V'Elkeinu or some variation of that, says Tosfos. That's birkas kohanim. Obishabis, and on Shabbos, Mosifin Bracha Achas L'Mishmar Hayotze, every week on Shabbos was the time that they would switch off the Kohanim who were on duty for that week. So that was the rotation occurred on Shabbos, and so therefore they would say a Bracha to kind of bless the departing rotation. The Gemara then says, my Bracha Achas. What is this Bracha Achas that this Skana Kohanim would announce? Let's say this Bracha Achas. Kiha de Rabbi Abba of Rabbi Yossi bar Abba. So we can learn what this is from the story of Rav Abba and Rabbi Yossi bar Abba. Iklola hu asra. And they came to this certain place. Bo minayu, and the people there, the rabbis there asked them, or the talmidim there asked them, my bracha achas. What is this famous bracha achas that we're referring to that they would say in the Beis HaMikdash? Lo hava biadayu. They didn't know what the bracha achas was. The asu Shayulua lo Rav Masna. Then they went to Rav Masna and they asked him the same question. What is this bracha achas? Lo hava biyadei. He didn't know either. Asu shayulu Rav Yehuda. So then they asked Rav Yehuda. Amr lehu, hachi amr Shmuel, Ava Rabba. So he quotes Shmuel as saying the bracha achas that they would say was the bracha of Ava Rabba, the bracha that we know in the morning that we say is the second of the Birkos Kriya Shema. V'yamar Rabbi Yisraika, Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav Shum ben Lakish. So they quote Rish Lakish as saying, Yotzer Or. So we have here a machlokas. Is this bracha achas that they would say in the Beis HaMikdash, was it the bracha of Ava Rabba, or was it the bracha of Yotzer Or? Ki asa Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar, Hadu Rabbi Zreika lav beferish itmar elo michlala itmar. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef pointed out that when we're quoting Rav Zekra, I should say, when Rav Zreika quotes Reish Lakish as saying that the bracha is yotzer or, he never heard Reish Lakish say that explicitly. He derived it, he intuited it from, and interpreted it from something else that Reish Lakish says. Let's see. Amar Rav Zreika, Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav Shomeng Lakish, Zosomeres, this is what he heard specifically Reish Lakish say. Reish Lakish said, Zosomeres, brachos, ein ma'akvos, zu azu. So, the fact, Reish Lakish makes an observation, he says, the fact that in the Beis HaMikdash they only said one of the brachos, one of the brachos Kriya Shema, and they didn't say the other, we learn from there that if for some reason you only say one of the brachos of Kriya Shema and you don't say the other, it's not ma'akev, you still get credit, so to speak, for saying the bracha that you did say. That's the thing that Reish Lakish said explicitly. So now he's going to derive how you know from that, this is kind of like a puzzle, how do you know from that that the bracha that Reish Lakish held that the bracha that they said was the bracha of Yotzer Or. Iamris Bishlama Yotzer Or Havu Amri. If you say that they said Yotzer Or, that was the single bracha that they said. Hainu de brachos ein ma'akvos zu ezu deloka amri avaraba. Then you could understand why Reish Lakish would hold that we see from what happened in the Beis HaMikdash that the brachos are not ma'akev one another. Even if you say one and don't say the other, it still counts. Because look, in the Beis HaMikdash, they said Yotzer Or, but they didn't say Avaraba, and that seems to count for something. And so we can derive from there, says Reish Lakish, that Zosomer is brachos ein ma'akvos zu azu. Going to Yud Beis. Ela I amris Avaraba havu amri. But if you say that the single bracha that they said was Avaraba, my brachos ein ma'akvos zu azu. How could Reish Lakish have derived from there that the brachos are not ma'akev? Dilma hay dulo amri yotzer or, mishum dulo mata zman yotzer or. V'chi mata zman yotzer or havo amri. Maybe that was just because the circumstances were that they would start the avodah so early in the morning that it was too early to say yotzer or. Yotzer or is a bracha about or, about light. So it was too early to say the bracha of yotzer or. That's why they only said the bracha of Avaraba. And you can't derive from there that the brachos are not ma'akev. Right? Because they did, in fact, follow it up with saying Yotzer Or later. The Gemara then says, that was his observation. His observation was that Reish Lakish never explicitly said that the single bracha that they said was Yotzer Or. Rather, we derive it from the fact that Reish Lakish said brachos ein ma'akvos zu azu. So the Gemara then says, v'im ichlala my, what's the difference whether he said it explicitly or whether we learned it out logically from a different statement he said? Where it says, the answer is because you could attack the logical inference from the statement that he made. Because if you only knew from this kind of logical inference that the bracha, that Reish Lakish held that the bracha was Yotzer Or, Dimichlala liolam avarabu havu amri, v'chimata zman yotzer or havu amri le. So the Gemara says that really, if that was the way you got to that conclusion, maybe you could say no. In fact, avaraba they did say right, v'chimata zman yotzer or havu amri, and then later on they would say the bracha of avaraba. Umay brachos ein ma'akvos zu azu. The only thing he meant when he said brachos ein ma'akvos zu azu is not. He wasn't going so far as to say if you only said one and you never said the other that it's not ma'akev. He just meant to say the seder of brachos. Right. Normally we think of yotzer or as coming first and avaraba coming second, or at least that they're coming in tandem. All he meant to say is the fact that they said avaraba now because it was too early to say yotzer or, and then later said yotzer or. Shows that in ma'akvos zu azu that they don't have to be said in tandem, right, one after another, or that they don't have to be said in order, right? In ma'akvos zu azu say their brachos; they don't have to be said in order. That's not to say that they're in ma'akvos zu azu, and therefore there's no proof that from that statement that he made that in fact he really holds fundamentally that yotzer or was the only bracha they made. Okay, so it turns out that we don't really know that Reish Lakish held definitely that they said Yotzer Or, And that, the Gemara leaves it at that. Okay, the Gemara now picks up. Vikorin aseres hadibros. So again, when we were recounting the brachos that they said, the various things that they said in the Beis Mikdash, we said they said aseres hadibros. They said Shema, Vayim Shema, Vayomer, Emes Viatzi, Vavodo, Birkas Kohana. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda quotes Shmuel saying, Af bigvulin bikshu likros kain, el shikfar batlu mipnei taros aminam. So it's noteworthy that they said the Aseres HaDibros as part of the Avoda in the Beis Mikdash every morning. And Rabbi Yehuda quotes Shmuel as saying that at one point, Chazal were contemplating adding the Aseres HaDibros to our morning chakras, right? You'd think it's an important part of our literature. Why not add it to our liturgy? It should be said every morning as part of the davening, just like it was said in the Beis Mikdash. So they wanted to add it to the chakras davening, but they stopped themselves from doing that because Taromes Haminim. Rashi explains, what's Taromes Haminim? If you look in the Rashi, Shelo Yomru Ga'ame Ha'aretz Ein Shar Torah Emes V'teidu She'en Koren Elamash Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'shamu B'nei Sinai. Some heretics might make the argument that, okay, the Torah is kind of there, but the only part of the Torah that really matters, or that's really binding on us, God forbid, is the part that was heard directly from Hashem, the Aseres HaDibros. The heretics might make the argument, based on the fact that we focus every morning on the Aseres HaDibros in the davening, but we pull out that specific part and say it, that is the only part that's binding. Chazal didn't want to give off that impression, and that's why they didn't include Aseres HaDibros as part of the morning davening. Tanyanami Hachi, Reb Nasan Omer, Bigvun, Bikshu Likros, Kena Shakfar Batul Mipne Taromes Aminim. So we have another statement by Reb Nasan that says the same thing. Sorry, hold on. Okay. Rabba Babar Chana Savar Lumikvinu Bisura. So again, you see that there was kind of this desire that cropped up from time to time to make the Aseres HaDibros part of the davening. And they kept on banding it away. So again, Rabba Bar Barachana tried to put it in the davening when he was in Sura. Amar le Rav Chista, Kfar Batlum, Ibnei Taromes Aminim. And they kind of convinced him not to do that because, again, of this worry that the Minim, that the heretics would be able to claim that the Aseres HaDibros alone was binding. Amemar Savra Lumikvinu bin Arda. They tried to do it in Arda. Amar le Rav Ashi, Kfar Batlum, Ibnei Taromes Aminim. Same idea. They didn't ultimately add it to our davening, and as we know, it's not part of our davening. Okay. Ubishabis mosifin bracha achas l'mishmar hayotze. So we said that every week, on Shabbos, they would add a special bracha as a farewell to the group of Kohanim who had overseen the avoda that week. My bracha achas, what are we talking about? Amar chelbo mishmar hayotze, omar l'mishmar nichnas. So the leaving or the departing, I misstated it. I said there was a bracha in honor of the departing. It was the other way around. It's the departing, the departing group of Kohanim, the Mishmar that was leaving, would say to the new Mishmar that was going to take over now for the following week, they would say the following: Misha Shachan Es Shemo Babayis Hazeh, Hashem, who leaves his name or his name resides in this house. Hu yashchin beinechem ava v'achva v'shalom v'reus. He should impart to you, he should allow to reside in you peace and brotherhood and getting along with one another. Okay, now we look back to the next three words. Makom shamru laharach is a quote from the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, where it said that you got to stick with the text of the brachos. Chazal made a certain text, and you can't start making variations in the text to your liking. You have to keep the brachas in order. You have to keep it all in order. And so now we're going to depart for a moment from our normal conversation about tefillah, and we're going to talk about a topic that comes up later in Maseches Brachos, birchas, the brachas you make on food. The brachas you make on food. Okay. So again, our Mishnah had said, Makom Shomru L'Harach, that you can't change the Nusach HaBrachos. The Gemara says, Pshita. I'm sorry. The Gemara says the following. Pshita, we know it's obvious that Hecha dekanaket kasa dechamra biyade, that if you take a glass of wine in your hand, Vikasavar dishikhru, and you are, maybe you're a little tipsy, and you, well, you're probably not tipsy yet because you haven't drunk it yet, but you're confused, you think this is a cup of beer. So you lift up a glass of wine, and you're mistaken, and you think that it's a cup of beer. Upasachu mevarich adaita dishikhra. And you say, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, thinking that this is beer, and you're going to say, Shehakol Ni'avidvaro. But then you realize right at that moment that it's not beer, it's a glass of wine. So you said, Shemu Malchus, you said, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, thinking you're about to say, Shehakol. And now, V'siyem bidechamra. And you quickly correct yourself, and without missing a beat, you just answer, you end off the bracha by saying, Borei, Priyagafen. So you've kind of gotten the bracha right. Even though you started thinking you were going to say Shehakol, you caught it just in time and you said Bori Priyagafen. The problem here is that you said Shemu Malchus with the intent of saying a different bracha. Right? So here we say Yatza. There's no question that you're Yotze. Because why? Dinamim Amar Shehakol Ni'avidvaro Yatza. We know that Shehakol Ni'avidvaro is kind of a universal bracha. It'll cover anything. So even had you continued in your mistake and you said, Baruch Ad Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shehakol Ni'avidvaro, you would still be Yotze, you could drink that wine, because Shehakol covers wine. Dehatanan, because we know from Mishnah, Akua Mimam Shehakol Ni'avidvaro Yatza. Shehakol covers all the brachos, all the foods. So that's the easy case. Elahecha dekanakit kasa deshichra biyade. But let's say you hold a cup of beer in your hand. Vikasavar dechamruhu. And you thought it's a cup of wine. Upasachu baruch adaita dechamra. And you start saying, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, thinking you're going to say, Borei Priyagafen. And then you catch your mistake right then and there. V'siyein b'deshachra. And you quickly say, oh, Shehakol Ni'avidvaro. So you've said the bracha properly, but the problem is that you said Shemu Malchus with the intent of making the wrong bracha, not only the wrong bracha, but the wrong bracha that wouldn't have worked. Had you said it, if you say Bari Piragafen on a cup of beer, it doesn't work. You're not Yotze, you have to say another bracha. So my, the Gemara says, what is the halacha here? Basar ikar bracha azlinan? Do you pay attention? Do you attach significance to the kavana that you had at the time that you said Shemu Malchus? Oh, basar chasima azlinan. Or do we say that as long as you, at the end, you got it right, in the end, everything you articulated was proper, so then you're good. That's the question, right? Everyone got the question? Okay, the Gemara now is going to try to bring an answer from that from the sugyas that are more relevant to this parak from the Berakos Kriyas Shema. Toshma Shachris Pasach Biyotzer Or V'Siyim B'Mariv Aravim Lo Yatza. So if it's Shachris, you started with Yotzer Or, right? Properly, meaning you said Shemu Malchus with the intent of saying the proper bracha. But you got confused and you ended off with the wrong bracha, lo yatza. Pasach b'mariv aravim, v'siyem b'yotzer or yatza. If on the other hand you had the wrong intent when you started to say the bracha, but you got it right at the end, you're yotze. Arvis, similarly, arvis, pasach b'mariv aravim, v'siyem b'yotzer or lo yatza. If you intended to say the right bracha, but you ended off in the wrong bracha, you're not yotze. Pasach b'yotzer or v'siyem b'mariv aravim, yatza. And conversely, if you start with the wrong bracha in mind, but you get it right when you articulate the whole bracha, then you're yotze. Ko shel davar hakohoich achar achisam. The rule is, says this brisa, that everything follows at how you said it or whether you got it right at the end. If at the end of the day you articulated the proper bracha, then you're good. So that seems to be a proof in our situation, right? In our situation, if you said the right bracha at the end of the day, you said Shehakol Ni'avidvaro, even though at the beginning you had intended to say Bori Priyagafen, you should be good to go, just like you were with Ma'ariv and with Shachris. So the answer is no. Shaini Hasam Dika'amar Baruch Yotzer HaMe'oros. That's not a good proof, because the truth is, when it comes to the Birkos Kriya Shema, everything's mixed up together. In Shachris, you're talking about Ma'ariv kind of topics. In Ma'ariv, you're talking about Shachris. Like, we're talking about Yotzer or Borei Choshech. You have all elements of all the things you're trying to hit in the bracha. So therefore, just because you got it a little wrong at the beginning, maybe when it comes to the Birkos Kriya Shema, that shouldn't make that much of a difference. So Hani Chol Rav Damar kol bracha shein baz karas Hashem ein a bracha shapir. So the Gemara says that according to Rav, who holds, here's the thing. When it comes to those brachos of Kriya Shema, the end brachos, right, don't have a full, Right. He says that, Rav says that any bracha that doesn't have Haskaras Hashem, that doesn't have the full Baruchat Hashem Elokeinu Melech, I'm sorry. He says that you don't need a full Baruchat Hashem, you don't need Shem and Malchus, right? Baruchat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. And so therefore the end brachos, the way those brachos Kriyas Shema end up, is a shortened form, but that's okay, because those end brachos are significant, and therefore there's no proof to shahakol, because those brachos, you get the theme by the end anyway. Meaning, even though you had the wrong intention at the beginning of those brachos Kriyas Shema, whether it be shacharis or maariv, at the end of the day, you get that theme in there in the proper bracha that you articulated, right? And so, if Rav says, that end bracha is significant in its own right, and therefore you're yotzei the bracha because you got it right at the end. But the problem is that Rabbi Yochanan damar kol bracha shein ba malchus ein a bracha ma'ika lameimar. Here he says the end brachos are not significant because it doesn't say baruch Hashem akinu melech haolam. You didn't have the full bracha in the end; it's not significant, and therefore you can use that as a proof for the brachos, for the question we're asking when it comes to the Bari Piragafen and the Shakal. Good. El Kevadar Marab Barua Kadeva Haskir Midas Yom Balaigo, Midas Laigo Bayom, Kikamar Bracho Malchus Meikara Tarvayu Kamar. So he says that in the end, there's no proof really, because as we said before, all the themes are inherent in the whole bracha. So even though at the end of the day, you weren't saying that bracha with the proper intent, even though at the end of the day, the beginning of the bracha you said without that proper intent, but inherent in that, even in the beginning, even if you would have said the bracha improperly, you would have gotten the theme. Let's say you were saying the bracha of shacharis. You were supposed to be saying the bracha of shacharis, and you had in mind to say the bracha of maariv, but in the bracha of maariv, there is that theme of shacharis, because it says, as Rashi points out, whatever it is, the bracha of Maariv also includes elements of Yotzer Or, right? Or of, it's Yotzer Or Vorei Choshech. I'm thinking of the chakras. I don't know what the parallel in Maariv is. But again, either of them have the elements of each other. And so therefore, even though you got it wrong in the beginning, you would have gotten a bracha wrong, but it would have been a bracha that would have worked anyway, because it has elements of that thing that you're trying to say. And therefore, you're Yotzei. So therefore, it's not any proof to our situation where you didn't have the proper bracha in mind at the beginning. And the Gemara is still open to the question of what do you do? So the Gemara says, Tashma mi Seifa. Let's try to learn it from the Seifa. Even though it's true, you can't learn directly from these paradigms of Shacharis and Maariv, but that Braisa ended off by saying, Kol shel davar, hakol holich achar achisum. Right? Even though it's not directly a proof, but the Braisa there ended off by saying a general statement. Kol shel davar, I'll tell you a general rule. Hakol holich achar achisam. That makes it sound as if, as long as you got the bracha right at the end, you're yotzei. It doesn't matter what kind of bracha kavani you had when you said bracha d'Hashem okinu melech olam. Right? So the Gemara says, Tashma misefa, kol shel davar, hakol holich achar achisam. Kol shel davar, why is it telling us a general rule? Asuye mai, what's it coming to include? Lav asuye hada amrin. Maybe it's coming to include our question about the chamra and shechur, the wine and the beer. The Gemara answers, no, you can't bring that as a proof to our situation, because maybe that's just coming to include a more limited rule. Lo asuye nama v'tamre, a situation where you're getting your brachos confused between dates and bread. Hechidami. How does this work? Ilei medachom nama. You're eating bread. V'kasavr de tamri. And you think it's dates. V'kasavr de tamri achal. I'm sorry. You think you're eating dates. U'pasach adaita de tamri. You say, Baruch atah Hashem, alkeinu melech olam. What baruch you make on tamarim? On dates ha'eitz. Right? You start saying, Baruch atah Hashem, alkeinu melech olam, thinking that you're going to make a bari priya eitz. V'siyem bedinama. You quickly catch yourself. You realize that you're looking at bread in front of you, and you say, Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. You get it right. So, hainu bayan. That's exactly parallel to our question. So, if that's the case that this kol shel davar is coming to include, that's good. That solves our problem, and it seems to say that you are okay because you ended up the bracha okay. The Gemara says, no, lo tzricha, it's a more complicated case. Kigon da'achol tamri, not the word complicated, but just the opposite. Kigon da'achol tamri. You're eating dates. You have a dates in front of you. Vikasavar nama. You think it's bread. Because I keep on doing that. Vikasavar nama achol. You think you're eating bread. U'pasach b'dinahama. You start saying, Baruch atah Hashem al-kinu ma'achalam, with the intent of saying, Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, but then you catch yourself, v'siyem b'di tamri. You catch yourself and you finish off by saying Borei Priya Eitz. You say the right bracha. So the Bryce is coming to tell you, Hakol Holi Chachar Achisim, you get it right. You're okay there. So Yatza. Dafiu Siyim Ben Dinahama Nami Yatza. Dafiu Siyim Ben Dinahama Nami Yatza. So fine. So, okay. But it's a situation where even had you finished the bracha improperly there, right? You had said Hamotzi lechem min haaretz, Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. You would still be yotze for eating those dates. My time at the tamri nami mezen zaini, because it's interesting, but it makes it sound as if the bracha you were going to say was bori minei mezonos, maybe not Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Right? Maybe this nama wasn't bread, so to speak. It was more like a cracker. So you said, in that situation, even if you end that bracha saying bori minei mezonos, let's say, so that would still cover the dates because dates are something that's filling. And so bori minei mezonos means the one who created filling things, you know, things that fill you up, things that are satiating. And so that would have also covered the theme of the bracha of tomorrow. The theme would have covered the tomorrow and the dates, and therefore you'd be yotzei that also. Meaning to say that when we say kol shel davar, in that brisa where it says, it gives it a rule that says, go after the end, maybe that's not as sweeping a statement as we thought it might be, and it doesn't cover our much more difficult situation of where you had thought you were drinking wine and end up making the bracha properly on the beer, but at the time that you said Baruch Hashem Alkeinu Melech Olam, you had in mind to say Borei Pri HaGafen. So the truth is the Gemara kind of leaves it unresolved. What's the halacha in this situation? Right? In this situation, the one case that kind of stands out at the end is the case we started with. If you are drinking you're drinking beer, right? You start and say Baruch Hashem Alkeinu Melech Olam with the intent of saying Borei Pri HaGafen. You catch yourself, you say Shakol Niyabidvaro. Does the fact that you had in mind at the time of the recitation of Shema Malchus, when you said Baruch Hashem Alkeinu Melech Olam, does the fact that you had in mind then to say Borei Pri HaGafen, the wrong bracha that would not have worked, does that now leave you with a problem? Have you not been yotzei the bracha? So if you look in Tosfos, the riff, right? The Tosfos says Lo Asui Nama Pirush Rav Alphas, the riff. Hashta du ifshita bayan. This is left as a bayadu of shita. The Gemara never concludes the answer. Azlinam lekula vafilu pasach bechamra b'siyam b'shechar yatza. So we're your yotze, meaning at the end of the day, what's important is what you articulated. Even if you had the wrong bracha in mind when you said shema malchus, that's not going to be a problem. We are more forgiving than that, and as long as you articulated the right bracha at the end, your yotze. That's the riff. But then he says, "V'rihay Omer l'chumra d'sarach v'arach pam acheres." He quotes another opinion, the Ri, who says you actually have to repeat the bracha. And then he quotes, by the way, he says, the Rabbeinu Charanel says that if he's got the whole bracha wrong altogether, within Ketov Kedei Dibur, right? Even if you, let's say, for example, you said the wrong bracha, you said Bari Pri HaGafen on this cup of beer, right? But you realize then very quickly after the words have left your mouth, you say Bari Pri HaGafen, you could go back and say, no, Shako Bi'Nei Bidvaro, that'll still work. That obviously assumes that the fact that you had the wrong kavana when you said Shein Malachos doesn't present the problem, right? That obviously assumes like the riff that we're making on this question. What's fascinating is the Rambam, when he deals with this halacha, he quotes something completely different. He understands the Gemara to be dealing with a completely different scenario. This is the Rambam. This is in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam says, Lakach kos shel sheichar biyado. He says, let's say you take a cup of beer in your hand, V'ischil ha-bracha amanas lomer sha'kol. So he says you start by saying the right bracha in mind, right? This is completely different than our Gemara. He says you start by having in mind, Baruch Adah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, I'm going to make the right bracha, I'm going to say sha'kol. V'ta'a v'yomar bor pir ha-gafen. And now, all of a sudden, you say the wrong bracha, just escapes out of your lips, you say Bari Pri HaGafen. Obviously completely wrong, but there was one thing you got right. That is your kavan at the time you said Shei Malachos was to say the proper bracha. So the Rambam says, Ein machzir no so. You don't have to make another bracha, which is wild. You actually said the wrong bracha. It's the wrong bracha that wouldn't even cover it. It's not like you said Shakol or anything else. You said Bari Pri HaGafen on a cup of beer, but the fact that you had in mind to say Shakol and Yibidvar when you said Shei Malachos, that's going to save you, even though he said the wrong bracha at the end. Which is, and he, apparently he gets that from our Gemara. He kind of just reads, he either has a different girsa or so the Mefarshim will all kind of go to town on this. The Ravid, I'll just say, says, you know, the Ravid never holds back words. When he doesn't like the Rambam, he lets him have it. So the Ravid says on this, Kol masha kasav be'ilu hanyanim hakol hevel. Everything the Rambam writes in this topic, it's all nonsense. Shein hochin ela achar ha-perish shotzi b'piv. Because you got to follow what you actually said. It doesn't matter if you have kavana to say a different bracha. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber actually quotes the Rambam, and then he says V'yesh Omrim, and he quotes the basic understanding of our Gemara as the Rif Paskins, that Lakula, as long as you got the bracha right at the end, you're okay. And then the Ramah says like that. So the halacha is that the fact that you got the wrong bracha at the beginning is not going to be a problem as long as you got it right by the end. So you said Baruch Adah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam with the intent of saying Bari Pri HaGafen. As long as you caught yourself and said Shakol Nibidvaro, you're okay. And as the Rabbeinu Chananel says in the Tosos, even if you said the whole bracha wrong, but then Toch Kedei Dibur, within a half a moment you caught yourself and you corrected yourself, that's also going to work. So we're a little more forgiving when it comes to these things. Yeah, right. That happens. Right. So there you go. So this probably is relevant to that question. As long as he catches himself, he can correct. He doesn't have to start from the beginning of the bracha.
There's a passage that says that the Rambam is mentioned that he believes he doesn't need to utter the bracha. He can just have them in mind.
Aha. Rambam says elsewhere that you just have to have it in mind and not articulate it. Okay, interesting. So that's consistent. That makes sense. I think the Lecha Mishnah and all the Mefarshim that I'm going to a whole to do about this. This is up in the Tanakh. Okay, very good. Okay. Amar Rabba Bar Chinina Saba Mishmei Rav Kosh Amar Emes V'yatziv Shachris Yemes V'mina Arvis Lo Yotzei Yidei Chavasa. If you didn't say these brachos and Shachris and Arvis, we're not Yotzei Shnemer Agid Babukar Chastech V'manascha Barayos. You need some element of talking about faith in Hashem as part of the Brikos Kriyashma. Yomer Marbar Chinina Saba Mishmei Rav Hamispawel. When you're davening, Kishu Korea Korea Bibaruch, Kishu Zokev Zokev B'Shem. You have to make sure that you pick yourself up. But this is when the brachos, the two at the beginning, two at the end, that you're bending your knee for, that you're bowing. You have to make sure that you get up straight by the time Hashem's name comes there. Amar Shmuel, my time. How do we know this? My time of the Rav. Dechsev Hashem Zokev Kfufim. Because it says Hashem straightens the bent. So when it comes to Hashem, we should think of it as you should be straight when you say Hashem's name. Meisvei mipnei shem. What is it? Meisvei mipnei shemei nachas. Mipnei shemi nachasu. This is a question, because the pasuk says in Malachi mipnei shemi nachas that in front of my name, Rashi says lashon hachna. It's a lashon of kind of bowing, of submission. So if it says mipnei shemi in front of my name, submission, that sounds like when you're saying Hashem's name, you should still be in the submission stage. You should still be bent over. Gemara answers no. Miksiv bishmi doesn't say at my name you should be submitted. Rather, mipnei shemi, before my name. So that's consistent with what we're saying. Before you say Hashem's name, you should be bowed, but by the time you get to Hashem's name, you should be straight. Amroi Shmuel Chia Barav, Bar Urian. So he says, you son of Torah, Ta ve'imol chamnulsa malaisa, come and I'll teach you something very interesting or very lofty. De Amar Avucha, something lofty that your father said. Hachi Amar Avucha, kishu korea, korea bebaruch, kishu zokef, zokef b'shem. Similar to what we just said. You bend your knee at Baruch, but when you say Hashem's name, you should be straight up. Rav Sheshes, ki kara kara ki chizra. Rav Sheshes, when he would bow down, he would bow down like a cane. Ki kazakif zakif ki chivya. And when he would straighten up, he would straighten up like a snake. The way Rashi understands this, it means that he would kind of shoot down really fast, but then come up really slowly. Right, he would be like a cane, like a cane lashing someone, and then when he would come up, it would be like a snake, which would come up more slowly. The Amar Rabba Bar Chinina, Saba Mishmei Derav, Kol Hashanaku Adam Mispal Hakel Kadosh Melcho Yiv Tzedakah Mishpat. All year round in Shemoneh Esrei, you say Hakel Kadosh, and you say Melcho Yiv Tzedakah Mishpat. Chutz Mi Aseret Yomim Shevein Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim, except for the 10 days the Aseret. This is what we do. We switch those brachos to Hamelech HaKadosh and Hamelech HaMishpat. Rabbi Elazar Amar Afila Amar Hakel HaKadosh Yatza. So interestingly, this is certainly not the way we paskin, we all know. Even if you say Hakel HaKadosh during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, you're still Yotzei Shenemar, because we have a precedent for the Hashem being called a Kel during these days, or in the context of Tshuva. Shnemar vayigba Hashem tzvakos b'mishpat v'akel hakadosh niknash b'tzdaka. Right, that's familiar from our Yom Noraim tefilos, and yet it refers to Hashem as hakel hakadosh. So it's not so terrible if you said hakel hakadosh, says Rabbi Elazar. Oh, specifically, imasai vayigba Hashem tzvakos b'mishpat eva aseres yimei tshuva yom mishmei Rosh Hashanah v'yad yom kippurim v'kamer hakel hakadosh. Even though this is referring to tshuva kind of themes, it still says hakel hakadosh. So my havela, how do we paskin? What do we say in the end? Amar Rav Yosef, Hakel HaKadosh, Umelech Hoiv Tzedakah Mishpat. So Rav Yosef says, no, you really have to say Hakel HaKadosh, you have to say Melech Hoiv Tzedakah Mishpat. Again, Rav Yosef is departing from what we said above when it comes to Melech HaMishpat, right? He says, you say, on both of them, I'm sorry. Rav Yosef says, you don't change anything. You say the regular Nusach, Hakel HaKadosh, Umelech Hoiv Tzedakah Mishpat. Rabba Amar Hamelech HaKadosh VaMelech HaMishpat. Rabba says you change both of those brachos, and as we know, V'Hilchos HaKarabba, that we do change the brachos. Look at the Tosfos quickly on the side. V'Hilchos HaKavaseh De Rabba. Right? We know that we paskin like Rabba, that during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, we say Hamelech HaKadosh, and we say Hamelech HaMishpat. Rashi, the Tosfos says, D'Tzarech Lachtel Hamelech HaKadosh VaMelech HaMishpat. So Tosfos makes it sound as if you go back even for a mistake of Hamelech HaMishpat. If you say Hamelech Yitzchak HaMishpat, that you have to go back. And then he goes on, he says, V'chin zachreinu mikamocha uksov v'chayim v'sev v'chayim achzirno selim v'amar. Tosfos takes a hard line and says, you forget any of these additions, you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei to call Mishanim v'atbeah shetav v'cham in yotzei yidei chavaso. Because once you depart from the formula, you're not Yotzei. And then he says, V'chek Pasuk Rabbeinu Yehuda, Im Safek Lo Im Amar Im Lamar. So then they get into a whole discussion about what if you're not sure? And they say, you know, the general rule is when you're not sure if you said it, if you've been saying this for 30 days, right? Let's say, for example, Mashiv HaRuach. If you've been saying Mashiv HaRuach for 30 days, already, you could assume that you've become accustomed to saying that, and you don't have to go back if you're not sure. But if within those first 30 days, you can't assume you've become accustomed to it yet, and therefore if you're not sure you said it, then you have to go back. So he says, clearly, for all these changes, which are only taking place during a 10-day period, if you're not sure you said it, you have to go back. That's what he says. And then at the end of the Tosos, he says, Rabbeinu Chanan al Kasav, Dein Machzir no Somikolos on Advarim, Dula Pasuk of Sefer, Beferish, Vevi Rai, Advarav. Anything that's not Beferish in the Gemara here, such as those additions, Mikamocha, etc., you don't have to go back for our minug of not going, of going back for Hamelech HaKadosh, but not going back for Melech Oiv Tzedakah HaMishpat, is articulated by the Rama. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama says that. He makes that distinction. You go back for Hamelech, you don't go back for Melech Oiv Tzedakah HaMishpat. But the reason is because our regular Nusach includes the word Melech. So even though you have messed up by not saying Hamelech HaMishpat, but you got the elements of what the theme is in there, right? You said Hamelech, you said Hamelech Lo Yitzdak HaMishpat. You got all those words in there. There are some nuschos that they point out doesn't, not our nuschos, other nuschos which don't say Hamelech Lo Yitzdak HaMishpat, but rather Kelos Yitzdak HaMishpat or something like that. According to those nuschos, if you didn't say Hamelech HaMishpat, you'd have to go back because it didn't say Hamelech HaMishpat. Okay. Vamrav. What do I have? It's 9:45. Let's try to cover to the Mishnah, maybe. Vamar Rav Rachinana Sav Mishmei Derav Kol Shevshu Uvakish Rachamim Al Chaveru Veinam Uvakish Nikri Chote. If you can ask for Rachamim for your friend and you fail to do so, you're considered a Chote. Shneimar Gamen Ochi Chalilu Michato Hashem Michto Yispelo Ba'adchem Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, where he laments the fact that you didn't say that you didn't daven to Hashem on his behalf. Amar Rava Im Tam Chacham Hu. In Talmud Chacham who v'tzarech l'rachamim. Let's say it's a Talmud Chacham that needs tefillos. Someone, a Talmud Chacham is sick. Tzarech shiyachu la'atzma alav. You have to make yourself so sick. You have to push yourself so much in your tefillos that you actually become sick yourself, so to speak. My taima. Why is this? Ilay mishim duchsiv ein chola mikem alai. This is a pasuk in Shaul, I think. Shaul was lamenting the fact or complaining about the fact that people weren't making themselves the davening about him, and Shaul himself was a Talmud Chacham, so maybe that's the source. So the answer is Dilma Melech Shaini. That was talking about Shaul. So maybe that's only for someone like a king, where you didn't daven for a king. That's when you really are in trouble. So rather it brings a different pasuk from Tehillim, El Mehacha, Vani Bechalosam Uvushi, etc. If you do an avera and then you have regret and you are embarrassed about it, so then you get kapara. Again, this is a pasuk talking about klima, about being embarrassed after a chait. So the grand answer is Dilma Tzibor Shiny. That talked about a Tzibor, so maybe that's only true when the old Tzibor is embarrassed about it. El Mehacha Vayomer Shmuel Shol Lomer Gaz Tani Laloso Si. This is the situation when Shmuel was, when Shaul was kind of distraught. He didn't know what to do, and he went to the sorcerer, who, not sorcerer, the kind of, you know, the diviner or whatever, who brought back the ghost of Shmuel, and Shmuel said, why did you bother me? Why did you disturb me from my resting place up there to kind of have this seance? So Shaul goes on to describe all his terrible travails. Hashem's not answering me. He's not sending me any neviim who are going to communicate with me. He's not appearing to me in any dreams. So I had no choice but to go to this psychic person to try to conjure up your ghost and tell me what to do. The Gemara says, "Urim v'tumim lo ka'amar." Mishum dekatle lenovira kohanim. So he says that Shaul never mentions that he tried to get any kind of direction from the Urim V'Tumim. That would have been the natural first place to go, the Urim V'Tumim. And the reason was is because he had killed all the Kohanim in Nov, so he was embarrassed to seek advice from them and from the Urim V'Tumim. And so that's the source for the fact that Shaul was embarrassed about his sin. And so how do we know that necessarily that embarrassment brings about kapara? Shinemar umachara to vanefa imi. In that same discussion, Shmuel says to Shaul, soon you're going to die and you're going to be with me. The implication is you're going to be with me in Shemayim. You will have received kapara for the terrible thing that you did. V'amar Rav Yochanan, imi milchitzasi. That shows imi, with me, not just with me dead, but with me in Shemayim, indicating that you have received kapara. V'rabbanan amri mihacha, another source for this idea that embarrassment brings about kapara, v'okanum l'Hashem b'givas shol b'chir Hashem, yatsus bas kol v'amra b'chir Hashem. So another story involving Shaul, and the bas kol yells out that Shaul is a b'chir Hashem, that would have only been had he received kapara. Amar Rav Yavo ben Zrusrasi, Amar Rav Yehuda bar Zvida, b'kshu l'kvo parshas bal. Okay, now we're going back to final discussion over the things that they tried to put in tefillah. So we said they tried to put in Aseres HaDibros, and it didn't work because of Taromas Aminim. They didn't want anyone to come to the heretical conclusion. So here too, they tried to put Parshas Balak in Kriya Shema. Mipnei Malo Kavua, Bishim Torach Tzibor. The reason they didn't allow them to include Parshas Balak as part of Kriya Shema is because of Tircha de Tzibura. Could you imagine if at the every time we had to say Shema, we also had to read all of Parshas Balak? That would be a real Tircha de Tzibura. So why did they try to put Parshas Balak in to begin with? My timing. Because there's a reference to Yitzias Mitzrayim in Parshas Balak. Parshas Ribbis, Parshas Mishkalos. Parshas Balak is not the only place in the Torah where there's a reference to Yitzias Mitzrayim. It comes all over the place. Just put another parshan. There are other places where it says it. Elam Rav Yosi Bar Avin, Mishum Dechsiv Bahai Kra, Karasha Chav Kariu Klavi Mikimenu. This is a, what that he laid down like a lion and a lioness. Who shall rouse him, right? This is a reference to a, it sounds like, of a shachbacha uv kamecha. And so since they're thematically related, they wanted to put all Parshas Balak. So the Gemara says, v'lema hai psuka v'suwa. What are you putting the whole Parshas Balak in? You're right, that's a tircha de zibura. Just put this one pasuk in. Gemara answers, gemiri kol parsha de pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu paskinen de lo pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu lo paskinen. We don't want to break up a parsha. If we're going to include a parsha as part of Kriya Shema, you have to include the whole parsha, which was long. Parsha Tzitzis mipnei makavua. Why did they include Parsha Tzitzis in Kriya Shema? Amar Avida bar Chaviva mipnei sheish ba chamisha dvarim. There are five themes in Parsha Tzitzis that are important and relevant. Mitzvah Tzitzis, that's one. Yitzias Mitzrayim is two. Ol mitzvos, the obligation to do mitzvos, that's three. Vidas minim, the idea of not including heretical ideas. Hiruhur avera, viruhur avodazara. I counted it six. One of them must be two. Hiruhur avera, viruhur avodazara is probably one. Right? The idea of not being, not fantasizing about doing averas and not fantasizing about worshiping avodazara. So Bishlama Hani Tlas Mparshan Mefarshan. We know three of them are easy. O mitzvos, tuchsiv urisimos soz, chartemis kol mitzvos Hashem. Right? Clearly the obligation to do mitzvos is in there because it says see the tzitzis and you'll remember to do the mitzvos. Tzitzis, tuchsiv asuem tzitzis. Tzitzis is clearly there because it says you make tzitzis. Yitzias Mitzrayim, tuchsiv asherot tzitzi, etc. It says clearly there, asherot tzitzi, eschem yeretz Mitzrayim. But where are the other two? Eladas minim, Vihirur Avera, Vira Vodazar Minoan. Where do you see those in that parsha? Titanya, Acharegu Vavchem Zuminas. It says, Losasur Acharegu Vavchem. This refers to going after heretical ideas. Vchenu Omer, Omer Nova Buibo Eno Kim Eno Kim. Acharein Echem, right? Losasur Acharegu Vavchem, Acharein Echem. Not to go after your eyes. Zu Hirur Avera. This is fantasizing about committing averos. Shnemar Vayomer Shimshon Aviv Osak Hachli Ki Sharabeinai Atem Zonim Sharabeinai Pasuk in Shoftim, but Shimshon, where it links this idea of Hirur Avera to Achrei Nechem Atem Zonim Zehur Avodah Zarah, right? The pasuk says, "Asher Tem Zonim Achareihem." This is, refers to fantasizing about committing Avodah Zarah. V'chenu Omer Vayizanu Achareih Ba'alim. The pasuk refers to Avodah Zarah in the lashon of Vayizanu, that they were tempted, or they fantasized after after Avodah Zarah. Okay. Shkayach.